It might seem harmless enough at first, but new research out today reveals uncontrolled mobile phone use is leading adolescents down a dangerous path of sleep deprivation, plummeting self-esteem, and other mental health issues. Researchers at Murdoch and Griffith Universities spent 3 years tracking how Australian teenagers use their phones at night and found their device addiction becomes worse over time. The findings are published today in the journal Child Development. Nick Grimm spoke to the study's lead researcher, Dr. Lynette Vernon.
We found that as students started in year eight using their mobile phones, that we tracked them over 3 years and we found their use into the night increased. We also tracked at the same time their sleep behaviours and we found that that increased over time, their poor sleep behaviours increased over time. And we lagged that by a year and looked at their mental health and well-being. And we found that there was an increase in depressed mood, there was a lowered in self-esteem, there was a reduced ability to cope and an increase in externalising behaviours like problem behaviours, aggressiveness and delinquencies.
And the trend that you witnessed over that three-year period wasn't a good one?
No, not for adolescents. We found that in year eight, about 2 out of 3 students were texting and phone messaging or receiving texts and phone messages after lights were out. So when your child, you think they've gone to bed, they're actually active on their phone if their phone's in their bedroom. And we found in year eight, 2 out of 3, and then it increased to 4 out of 5 by the time the students were getting to year 11. And we found that sleep was the link between poor mobile phone habits and declines in mental health and well-being.
And if you're talking directly to the teens, did you find that they had a self-awareness about what their mobile phone use was doing to them?
When I did talk to them, and because I was a school teacher, and that's why I started off looking at this, because I was in the classroom, I teach science in high schools, and I noticed that the kids were coming in tighter. And as I talked to them and asked them about why they were so tired, they were saying that they were texting into the night, and sorting out issues was one of the comments, which obviously impacts on their health and well-being and their ability to concentrate in school.
Okay, can we pinpoint the actual culprits? We hear about the blue light factor with smart device screens stimulating the brain, but what about what the teenagers are doing on their phones and mobile devices in terms of engaging in late night group chats or other social media?
The light is a factor, but a lot of kids use the mobile phone as an alarm clock, and so they'll tell you, oh, but I have to have it in my bedroom to wake up in the morning. And so it goes into the bedroom, but you're right, they are on it doing their social media and they're texting. What we've got to remember is that it is social. So if one person's texting, another is receiving that text. And it is about working out issues and being social together. But if it displaces their sleep time, then it becomes an issue for their functioning the next day. If you find as a teacher or a parent that you've got sleepy kids, grumpy kids in your classroom or at home, then it may not just be the normal development of being an adolescent. And I would start to think as a parent and a teacher that you will start to ask questions about their sleep.
So, Dr. Lynette Vernon, what in your view constitutes good sleep hygiene where mobile devices and teenagers are concerned?
Good sleep hygiene is to reschedule your texting before, so it's not happening before bedtime, so you're not anxious about something that's going on between people texting and receiving texts, and get the mobile phone out of the bedroom. So don't have it in there, don't use it as an alarm clock. If you're a parent, role model and put your basket out, have your mobile phone put in there, and that becomes normalised in your household. So it's not having mobile phones in the bedroom, so there's no ability to get on there at night.
Dr. Lynette Vernon, a researcher at Murdoch University, speaking to Nick Grimm.